Thursday, February 8th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Beijing has done a remarkably good job of playing the rest of the world along with the idea that they had enormous corn stocks. They were lying. That was a fabricated illusion that USDA went along with. The ruse goes back several years to when they began adding to their statement of their stocks estimate. They added 43.2 million metric ton in 2018. China spread the idea that they were so concerned about their domestic food security that they had stuck corn away into every available nook and cranny, and their big concern was keeping it in condition. The International Grains Council had Chinese corn stocks at 175.8 million metric ton, and the USDA was at 191.7. The UN Food Agency, Food and Agriculture Organization, is very concerned about world food stocks. After an investigation, they reduced their estimate of Chinese corn stocks by 54 million metric ton to 139. That number fits much better with how China has been acting in the marketplace. They did not have the corn stocks that they led the world to believe, which is why they have $11 bushel corn in China, despite all the imports that have been coming into that country. Funds had more information when it was actionable than USDA has provided to the public. That's why they own the corn. Did farmers sell it to the elevator, you say? Sure they did, which is why some elevators are tapping out their credit lines, margining the hedged inventory. When they bought the physical corn from farmers, it was the funds who took the long side of the hedges. When the conclusion to this story is told, we'll find out that it was a much bigger U.S. grain and soy heist than the Russians pulled off in 1972. There's not nearly as much grain in the world as the FAO previously thought, and they figured out that something was amiss with China before our USDA did. USDA February carryout stocks are based on fabrications of what China has, what they need, and how much they will buy. There's a greater likelihood that the corn carryover will be near pipeline supply of 1.1 billion bushels going into a La Nina crop season, where the odds are for a below trend line yield. The 120 million bushel USDA soybean carryover projection is near pipeline supply, but the exchange of supply and demand in order to sort out that small of a carryover is yet to happen. No one has yet rationed usage. New crop soybeans are too cheap. My partner in our crop insurance umbrella company, AgriVantage, compared the spring corn and soybean crop insurance prices historically relative to stocks. For soybeans, the 10-year average for soybean spring price is $10.79, when the 10-year average stocks of 318 million bushel. Looking back to the 2013 USDA ending stocks, where they were placed at 141 million bushel, they had a spring price of $12.87. USDA is projecting just 120 million bushel, and the current spring price is nearly a dollar a bushel below 2013. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. USDA announced at their annual Outlook Forum that the initial 2021-22 estimate for total acreage of corn, wheat, and soybeans will rise to 227 million acres from last year's 218.3. That compares to an average trade guess of 228 million acres. I did not think that these estimates were any surprise to the trade. With prices rising sharply and U.S. balance sheets tightening considerably, crop prices are profitable. So farmers have a choice as to what they want to grow. What farmers intend to plant and what they actually get planted has been impacted by 10.2 million acres in reprinted planting claims last year and 19.6 million acres in 2019. It is my perception that the added acres would be primarily from the plains and western corn belt states that are most threatened by La Nina. More acres alone would not ensure that balance sheets will expand. USDA upped their corn acres to 92 million versus 90.819 million last year. That compared to the 90 million acres USDA showed in their initial baseline projections. RJO noted that a wire service survey ahead of the report numbers put the average expectation at 92.9. Corn acres were at the low end of the range of trade estimates, while soybean acres hit the middle of those expectations. A combined 182 million corn and soybean acres would set a new record high above 180.4 million previously. USDA estimated all wheat planted area of 45 million acres. That compared to a baseline previously of 46 million. The average trade estimate was 45.3. The wheat market will have to fight the cold acreage away from corn and soybeans. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.